Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wanted to touch upon some college and NFL stuff. Not exactly like a dynamite college football slate, but I did see apparently the Big Ten is in conversations to basically take on a new partner. They're mulling around a $2 billion private capital deal.
Yeah.
And this is interesting because the private equity thing has been dancing around college football for quite some time. We're living in this new weird, bizarre world of college football where you're basically having to deal with the fallout of, for the first time, you actually have to pay your labor. Right. I'm not going down the whole slave thing. Okay. I've seen some people throw that out. Stop it. Yeah. I think that does a disservice to the people that actually had to go through that horrible thing. But you did have a situation that for 100+ years, you didn't have to pay for your labor. And all of a sudden, just over the last handful of years, it's like, oh my God, we have to pay for labor. What do we do? And so all of a sudden, where finances used to be, hey man, we got money to burn. Everyone's making money now. Everyone wants a lot of money, and now you actually have to pay the players. You now have coaches making $10+ million a year. In almost every state, that's the highest paid public employee. You have massive donors of these programs, and you have the haves and the have-nots. And so you now have all these other schools that are trying to find a way to keep up. And remember, this goes back. There was that Redbird Capital that was talking about trying to do this with like the Florida States of the world.
Yep. And they said they had interest from as many as like 50 different athletic departments.
Yes. And so Boise State talked about this. Boise State said that they may be the first one to strike a private equity deal.
Yep.
And what you have here is you have the Big Ten saying, no, we're not going to do individual private equity. We're basically going to add a financial partner to the entire league. So what is being kicked around? And they said that they aren't going to vote on this for a couple of weeks. And they said they basically want to have universal approval before they do this. So they want to take on a $2 billion investment from a private equity firm.
Mm-hmm.
$2 billion in cash that would be dumped into the league and obviously get distributed throughout all the teams, which is interesting because who has the best media rights deal in all of college football?
The Big Ten.
The Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean, they're paying out $80+ million per schools.
Yeah.
Now, like Oregon
getting
only
a half share. Right?
Oregon only gets a smaller piece. Washington gets a smaller piece, but eventually they will.
Right.
But even schools like Rutgers are taking in $80 million.
Yeah.
So you would think that this would be something more along the lines of the ACC or the Big 12, which only kick out about $30 million per year. But if the Big Ten does this, essentially the other conferences are going to do it. Also important here that if the Big Ten does this, this essentially stops super conferences. You know, there's been a lot of talk of private equity coming in and basically siphoning off 40 to 50 of the big boys and basically just having their own thing. And the West Virginias of the world, the BYUs of the world, the Purdue's would basically be chopped and regulated down to a lesser division. At least in this world, if this were to happen, this eliminates the Big Ten from any of those conversations.
Right. That conference essentially stays intact.
Yes. And if that happens, you kind of wonder if that kind of kills the idea of one giant super conference.
Right.
How are you going to have a giant super conference without Penn State, without Oregon, without Ohio State, without Michigan?
You kind of can't unless you're essentially dividing the country into Big Ten, SEC, and then everybody else.
Yes.
If you wanted to do something like that, let's say the 12 or 16 playoff, you're taking 75% from those two big leagues, and then you're giving the other top 50 their own open season to do whatever. I mean, there's a path to some different landscape, but yeah, this would largely stop that, at least in the immediate.
So this basically extends the grant of rights and allows this private equity firm to basically, they're not selling a piece of the conference. This is how, by the way, they're getting around this. Because the idea of private equity scares a lot of people. Like, if you're a team, if Oregon sells a piece of their team to a private equity firm, what does that mean? Do they get a say in who gets hired? Do they get a say in what facilities get built? And what the Big Ten is saying here, it basically just creates a 20th member.
Yeah.
There's 18 teams.
Uh-huh.
There's the league that gets a share of the revenue. Mm-hmm. And now you would have
a 20th body or entity. Yeah.
And they would get a payout commiserate with what everyone else is getting or whatever deal they strike with it. And then it would give that private equity firm basically the power to then negotiate for the Big Ten. They would negotiate revenue. They would negotiate
future rights deals,
all of that. Sponsorships. So get ready for everything in the Big Ten to be branded with
every field logo, yes. You know, the ones that you see that usually have the conference logos at like the 35-yard line, those yes. will all be corporate, maybe even in the end zones too.
Yeah. So they're saying that it would essentially form a new commercial entity within the Big Ten that would house all revenue generation, such as media rights, sponsorships, and league revenue streams. This is weird. This is strange. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes to the Big Ten, then it's coming to the SEC. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to the SEC, it's coming for the rest of college football.
Yeah.
This is where this is going. And I'm not certain if this is better or worse than the one super conference.
I feel like it's better than that, but it also will probably create even more division. And then those other schools, those other non-SEC schools who want to be competitive, it'll force their hand to do something.
Someone said, private equity knows one thing, extracting money out of whatever they invested in. Short-term win, long-term loss. I have heard that from plenty of people
mm-hmm.
that say, find me one thing that private equity comes in and makes better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess in theory, what the Big Ten is trying to say is they don't get a say. Like, we are not selling part of the Big Ten. We are just taking on a partner. And that sounds great in theory.
Until they're dictating everything and you don't like it, but you're contractually tied to letting them do it.
And I guess the devil's in the details, sure. right? How much authority?
Well, look at Oregon State.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know who was holding the bag on that on that thing that they signed with Blueprint, but clearly there was not enough due diligence done, and now they're kind of hooped, so they're losing a bunch of money. So whoever's in charge of negotiating this thing, you better be real sure you look at this thing with a fine-tooth comb.
But it's just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the future of college football. For the first time, you have to pay your talent. And it doesn't feel like almost anyone has the ability to do so and feel comfortable.
Right.
Because in order to all of a sudden siphon off $20 million a year to pay for your athletes mm-hmm. at the highest level mm-hmm. and then throw NIL on top of it, I mean, that Oregon State deal is a prime example of this. If you don't know, there was a report from Sportico, mm-hmm. and it was basically confirmed. Durton Sprague had the author on today.
Yep.
And he said, by the way, Oregon State is not – the details of that deal came out, that basically the was it Blue Ribbon Sports?
Blueprint
was a company that essentially was being outsourced for Oregon State's NIL and fundraising. Mm-hmm. They basically take 50 to 75% of every dollar
that gets raised before it goes into the athletes into the program.
Yes, which seemed to be a shocking amount.
To most people who saw it, they're like, why would anyone sign off on this?
And by the way, it sounds like a lot of Oregon State fans are really pissed.
Because they weren't aware that money that they're kicking in half is going to some managing body.
And Oregon State originally kind of denied the figures in the report, and then the guy that wrote the report was like, I actually have the contract, and those numbers are right.
Yeah, I think it was one of those public records requests or whatever. Public university, you can get that stuff.
So now Oregon State looks like a bunch of clowns because there's nothing worse than denying something and then Pablo Torre essentially being like, oh yeah, by the way, here's the contract. And so I think what you have happening right now is all of a sudden you have people being like, what the hell, man? So I'm donating money and half of it is going to a company that, and it never sees the athletic department. It never sees a student athlete. So you have all this lack of transparency. You have all these schools that are desperate to try to come up with some way to fund all this. And it doesn't feel like there's any end to this other than finding ways to get large cash influxes. And I'm just telling you, if the Big Ten is the one conference that probably doesn't need a giant influx of cash, they have it. And if they're doing this and they're the first ones, every other domino will fall.
Yeah,
and everyone will be doing this.
If the writing's on the wall for one of the ones that stands to be positioned the best to be financially successful, then the ones who are concerned about that are certainly going that direction. Yeah.
And so this is just kind of we're in this weird transition phase of college football where we want it to be like the olden days and it's never going to be again. And however this ends up going, there will be key moments in this where dominoes fall, like building blocks, right? The first time that NIL was allowed, right? That was a building block. The first time revenue sharing, that was a building block. The first time a private equity comes in and makes a deal with the Big Ten, there, and you just keep having these. The first time someone unionizes, which, by the way, that's coming at some point, right? We've already had a couple schools.
Plenty of times we've heard rumblings.
So, like, you're going to get these things that eventually kind of lead us. It may just take us a while to get there. But if the Big Ten, and they said they may not vote for a couple of weeks, dude, this could happen this season. By the time we get to Thanksgiving, the Big Ten could have taken on a $2 billion influx in cash from a private equity firm. And once that happens, college football will not be the same because then it will be a race from other private equity firms. And it says the Big Ten, by the way, is looking at about three or four different ones to kind of get this done. So if you have one that goes with the Big Ten, how much you want to bet that the other two or three that don't get it, they're probably already on the phone right now with the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the SEC gets theirs done, then it'll just be a hunt and peck.
Yep.
And it'll trickle down because the conferences that really need it will be the Mountain West and the Pac-12.
And there are programs there that have enough value that they should be part of the college football landscape going forward, but they probably are going to need the help.
But it's one of those, if private equity is the thing that saves your ass, you may be careful, right?
Yeah,
that is a Faustian deal at best.
Deal with the devil in theory.
Yeah. So that's just, I thought that was interesting when I saw that report come out. And we're so flooded with these sorts of stories that I think a lot of people become numb to them and they kind of fly underneath the radar. But these are things that are important. If you're a college football fan, these are things that you should pay attention to because they do matter. They absolutely do matter in the long run of where your sport or where your team goes next. when we come back, we'll actually talk about the on-field stuff, because I do think there's a couple big college football games this weekend that you should pay attention to, even though we have some buys and there are not a lot of sexy top 25 matchups. We'll go over four or five games on the schedule that, for me in particular, I'm interested in, because I think they're going to, I think there's some, we're at that point in the season where you start to kind of sift through what you think you know versus what you really know about some of these teams. That when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.